This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Think about the fact that there is not a single Democrat who has stood up yet and denounced the illegal Obama spying on the Trump campaign. We now know Obama was in the loop. This has all come out now. You need to read thegatewaypundit.com. You need to read Breitbart.com. You know, the Gateway Pundit, by the way, is probably the best news source right now with rapid-fire breaking news on everything that's happening here. They're better than Drudge. Thegatewaypundit.com. Jim Hoft, he's one of the great writers there. Now, so what we've learned is that, you know, this goes all the way up to Obama. There was spying. It was being run by John Brennan and James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, even. I mean, a few years earlier. James Comey. And, of course, Robert Mueller is involved now as the corrupt special counsel. This was all known by Obama. It was all illegal. This is the most egregious violation of national security, citizen privacy, election integrity, you name it. It's a long list of violations. This is treason. And this was committed by Obama and his minions. This is treason. And yet, not a single Democrat has spoken out against it. Now think about what that means. Because I'm telling you, it means we, the real Americans, we cannot coexist with the Democrats anymore because the Democrats, they don't recognize democracy anymore. They don't want a free society. They don't want anything except an authoritarian police state that they run. To them, that's okay. To them, that's normal. That's acceptable. They think it's okay to have secret police in the campaigns inserted into the orbit of the people, as they say, who are involved in the campaigns of their political opposition. They think that's okay. That's what is astonishing. And by the way, they lied the whole time, remember? Because the story was, oh, nobody spied on Trump. You're a conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat wearing whatever. Nobody spied on Trump. And then when it came out that, yes, they did spy on Trump, they changed the story overnight to, oh, he should be thankful that we spied on Trump, because really we were protecting Trump from the Russians. I mean, this is what it has come to. It's insane. So they lied, and then when they were caught lying, they changed their story and said, oh, okay, well, I guess Trump was spied on, but that was for his own good. You see how that works? If Obama spies on you, it's for your own protection. Of course, it violates all the laws of the land and is a fraudulent interference with elections. It is essentially an attempt to defraud the United States of America, but the Democrats support it. And that's why I say, I don't think that we can coexist with Democrats anymore. I don't think that Democrats, and I'm not talking about everyday run-of-the-mill voters, I'm talking about the powerful Democrats that work in Washington and run the campaigns and run these spying operations and so on. I don't think we can coexist with those Democrats anymore. Because they do not recognize democracy. They have no desire to live under a system of fairness or rule of law or a civil society. They have no such desire. They want to live under a tyrannical police state regime as long as they run it. You see, that's the important criterion for them, is that they run it. They don't want liberty. They don't want freedom. They don't want freedom of speech. That's for damn sure. They don't want you to have a Second Amendment right. They violate the Fourth Amendment rights of everyone. They don't want you to have any protections of privacy or self-defense or freedom of speech or anything. They want to run your life. They want to rule like technocrats, communist technocrat elitists, Marxists, I don't know, some combination of all that. They want to rule over your life, and they think that's okay. And that's why they're dangerous. And that's why again, I'm going to repeat a call here for a couple of things. Number one, we need mass arrests, including arrests of not just the deep state characters like John Brennan and James Clapper and Barack Obama at this point and Hillary Clinton and others, but arrests of the complicit co-conspirators inside the left-wing media who worked for CNN. We now know CNN was complicit in plotting the release of the dossier information with the FBI. CNN committed treason. CNN interfered with the election, and the people responsible for that at CNN should be arrested, indicted, prosecuted, imprisoned for their crimes against the United States of America. We're talking about treason. We're talking about 1,000 times bigger than Watergate. This is the most egregious, most outrageous, most crooked political crime in the history of our country. And it was all being run by Obama, who claimed, I think in 2013, he claimed that we never spy on our own people. And then he claimed that you couldn't interfere with elections. Meanwhile, he was doing it. He was doing it knowingly, willingly. So we have to have mass arrests. We have to clean out the deep state. And secondly, although this is going to sound maybe a little bit outrageous, I think that Democrats shouldn't be allowed to participate in the next couple of presidential elections because they have forfeited the right to vote since they don't respect the outcome of an election if they don't win it. They have basically forfeited their right to participate in democracy at this point. It's like if you sit down and you play a game of, I don't know, Monopoly with someone, and if you're winning the game, what do? They just grab the board and they throw it in the air. They just throw the whole board. Ah, you're not going to win. But if they're winning, then they gloat over you. Oh, how much they're winning and how much you're losing. That's what Democrats are like. When Republicans win the election, the Democrats just try to stomp all over the board, nullify the election, and just cause total chaos. But when they win, they say, well, you have to respect the outcome of democracy. The people have spoken. You have to respect the election. We're in charge. And as Obama said, elections have consequences. You see, when they win, oh, you're supposed to bow down to them. When they lose, they throw the board. They toss the game and try to nullify everything. So I say, I don't think Democrats should be allowed to participate for a couple of presidential elections, kind of a penalty. You know, like if you're playing ice hockey and you ram into people and bash them in the teeth with your knees, they put you in the penalty box for a couple of minutes. That's what the Democrats need, is like a penalty box. There's a penalty for trying to steal the election, which is what Obama was doing. He tried to steal the election. Hillary Clinton tried to steal the election. That woman is just reeking of fraud at every opportunity. So there should be probably about an 8-year penalty for Democrats. No Democrats should be allowed to vote as a penalty for refusing to honor the outcome of the 2016 election. How's that sound? Yeah, it's a bit of a joke, of course, being a bit facetious, but would be an interesting idea, because the whole concept of an election is predicated upon the idea that you agree in advance to accept the outcome. If you participate in a vote, you are conferring approval of honoring the outcome of the election, whether you win or not. That's how democracy works. That's why we don't have armed gangs shooting each other in revolutions to take over the White House. We have an election process. We have the Electoral College. This is all written down in the Constitution. We respect that, or at least those of us who aren't Democrats do. Democrats don't respect anything. They're lawless. They have no ethics. They have no morals. They don't care about committing fraud or lying, cheating, stealing. Obama gave up America's secrets to the Iranians and the Chinese. I'll do a whole podcast on that later. Democrats have no ethics at all. They believe that they can lie, cheat, steal, corrupt, anything that's necessary for them to gain power, and they believe that they have the right to be authoritarian tyrants who rule over you, and that you have no right to do anything about it. You have no right to speak, as we see on YouTube and Facebook and Google lately. You have no right to even exist, and you certainly don't have the right to have a president in the White House. And they will do everything in their power to make sure that that never happens again. That's why we have to work hard to defeat Democrats at every election from this point forward for the rest of our lives. Always, always, always vote against Democrats. And I've said it before, even if there's only a Democrat on the ballot, write in the name of your neighbor's cat. Write in the name of a piece of roadkill that you passed on the road on the way to the voting booth if you have to. Just do not vote for Democrats ever again. They don't deserve it. They have forfeited any right to participate in any election. They are evil. They have no ethics. They don't respect law. They don't respect democracy. They don't respect the Constitution. They hate America. They hate you. And you should always vote against them at every election. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. NaturalNews.com and NewsTarget.com. Take care.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.